All right, I'm going to get started. This is Jaime Guerra with UT, and I'd like to call the Greater Austin Area Technical Subcommittee meeting to order for April 18th, 2023. The time is 1:30 p.m. Sarah, if you could lead us through the roll call, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll lead the roll call. We have on site, we have Frank Ammons with Gatton.
Present.
Carlos DeMatos with Gatton.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
And Jaime Guerra with UT.
Present.
And just a second, I'm admitting somebody. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Leslie Connolly, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
John Greiner, Austin ISD.
Present.
Justin Slocum, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Paul Hodge, Austin ISD.
Present.
Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
We also have Sid Falk with Bickerstaff Heath Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Gatton Contractors we have joining us are Chris Gonzalez with Bricom.
Present.
And Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
All right, thank you, Sarah. Moving on to agenda item number two is citizens' communication. Do we have any today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you both. Agenda item number three is to review and approve the minutes from the technical subcommittee meeting of 2023. Handouts in your packet. It'll take about 5 minutes to review.
This is Gary. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Steve, I second.
All right, we have a motion by Gary and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote, please.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Justin Slocum.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Chris Phillips.
Aye.
And Steve Pyle.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
All right, thank you. Agenda item number four is the maintenance contractor's report. Chris, what do you got for us today?
All right, it's Chris Gonzalez, Bricom. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of B2S, C1N, and C1S with 16 corrected deficiencies between the three rings. Nothing out of the ordinary to report. A little uptick in transfers other than that. Please let me know if you have any questions. Okay, well, hearing none, I'm going to move on to the inventory. On April 3rd, we did use 1,112 feet off reel number 647, which is a 114 fiber. It was used for the Super Ring South repair at 2708 St. Edward Circle. This is a repair that was fiber was damaged and a strand messenger was cut. This is just south of Travis High School. Any questions regarding the inventory?
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for the contractor's report. If there's no questions for Chris, we'll move to agenda item number 5, which is the network manager's report. 5A is the project status report.
Yeah, so this is Frank, and I'm just going to cover the project status report here. I only have a few projects to report on, and the first set of them is the Gatton completed projects. We have the damage at Sarah Drive on D1N, which was completed for the repair. Damage at Hargrave Street, which is completed as well. Both those are due to gunfire. We have a Super Ring South damage at St. Edward's Circle that Chris had spoken to briefly about the fiber being used. That's the one where the fiber was cut mid-span. And then we have the A1N upgrade project segment 7, which completed. And then C1N, the further repair for Highway 290 at Johnny Morris was completed. Are there any questions on those projects? I've got one more to cover. Okay, hearing none. The last project I just need to update you on is the Longmore Dam project for its entity-specific completed projects. That's the only one we have that you need to be aware of since the last meeting that's completed.
You meant Mansfield Dam.
What did I say?
You said Longmore.
Say Longmore?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, what entity's there?
I know.
I had to go there.
Yeah, I was thinking Turkey. Yeah, so my apologies. Strike that Longmore. It's actually C2 South Mansfield Dam. Mansfield Dam Port, Travis County.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for any of the projects listed on the status report for Frank or a team? All right, then let's move to 5B, the network status report.
Yeah, so just two updates on this one. We've got on the 10th of this month, we had the gunfire damage cable at Sarah Drive. I spoke up for project. We did an emergency repair on this one using existing slack. And then on April 3rd, we have the cable that was cut in half mid-span. Looks like maybe it was a sawzall or something to that effect. We don't have any information on who actually did it. This repair was performed by Broadcom on all strands.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the network status report? All right, let's keep moving. 5C is the job budget report.
Yes, for the job budget report, we're tracking 48 jobs totaling $3.4 million. So far, we have had 13 jobs completed, leaving 35 pending jobs. And we have been invoiced for $414,000 for FY23 so far. Carlos, are you showing? You're not showing the handouts, are you?
I am.
Oh, okay. So on the second page of the job budget.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't think we're actually seeing them.
Okay. It's not just me.
Oh. Sorry about that, guys. I keep moving this and
say,
Yeah,
we can see it, but.
Yeah, okay.
So now he's sharing.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So on the second page, you can see that we've got a total cost of projects awarded $3.4 million, and Gatton guaranteed funds with the FY23 and FY24 are guaranteed project reimbursements and our beginning of fiscal year project reserve. We've got $4.4 million in guaranteed funds, leaving us with a fund balance bottom line of $979,000. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right. If there's no questions for Sarah, then we'll move on in our agenda. Agenda item 6 is the committee chairperson's update. 6A is seeking recommendation to award the Gatton-Bentley management RFP.
Yes, this is Sarah, and as you may recall, we had two technical RFPs that closed on March 21st. The first one was the Gatton-Bentley management, and the second was the Gatton-Mac RFP. So right now, we're looking at the Gatton-Bentley management RFP. We did receive one submission for this RFP, which was advanced one. There was a $10,000 increase in the annual base hosting price from $30,000 to $40,000. And this is the first. Carlos, if you don't mind just keeping that on the first one. Thank you. This is the first cost increase since 2014. Most of the other line item pricing, such as drafting per mile and tech support, remained the same or had a very minimal increase. The evaluation subcommittee consisted of three border tech members, and we have been pleased as a management team with working with Advanced One and their responsiveness to our mapping update submissions. So this agenda item is for the tech committee to recommend awarding this RFP to Advanced One.
Great. Thank you for the summary, Sarah. Any questions or concerns for the evaluation members or the process? All right. Hearing none, this is Jaime. I'd like to make a motion that we recommend board approval for awarding the Gatton Cable Management RFP to Advanced One.
I'll second it.
Second.
All right. It looks like Leslie got there first. So motion by Jaime, second by Leslie. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote, please.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Justin Slocum.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Chris Phillips.
Aye.
And Steve Pyle.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Agenda item 6B, similar topic, but this one is for the MAC RFP.
Yes, for the MAC RFP, the RFP was open for 6 weeks, and Gatton received two submissions from our current vendors, Bricom and JC. The evaluation subcommittee was comprised of three board and tech members and the network manager. The financial point evaluation, which you can see was worth 35 points, was calculated using the BAFO, which stands for Best and Final Offer Unit Pricing, to come up with an average for three sample Gatton jobs plus the total sum of the unit pricing line items. Now, just a reminder, an award does not guarantee a certain amount of work each year, and both vendors have agreed to extend the prices to the Gatton entities, which is how it's always been done. And the board may award a contract to both vendors. This agenda item is for the tech subcommittee to recommend board approval to award the Gatton MAC RFP.
Sarah, this is Jaime. Does the subcommittee that reviewed this recommend awarding to one or both vendors?
Well, everybody scored independently, so that was not, there was not a group meeting. So those who participate on the subcommittee may absolutely speak up.
Yeah, this is Frank. You know, and I participated on this for the financial aspect of it and scoring, as well as the other parts of it. But I would recommend as a network manager that both be awarded. And, you know, I think it's pretty obvious the reason why, if somebody was shut their doors or we had a major catastrophe take place affecting the Gatton network, we would need both of them at our disposal for use and services, maintaining and operating the network.
Good point.
This is John Griner. I was on that selection committee as well, and I agree with all of his points.
Okay, thank you, John. Any further discussion? All right. This is Jaime. I'd like to motion that we recommend awarding the Gatton MAC RFP to both Bricom and JC Communications.
This is Steve. I'll second.
All right. Got a motion by Jaime and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? All right. Let's have a vote, please.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Justin Slocum.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Chris Phillips.
Aye.
And Steve Pyle.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay. Let's see. John Greiner, for agenda item 6D, the AIC bond projects, does that need to go to executive session?
We can go ahead and take it to executive session.
Okay. Well, it can only be in the executive session if we're discussing or looking at critical infrastructure detail. So,
I mean, we can start here. It's just basically to get it, get the conversation going and make the technical group aware of what's coming with the 2022 bond project. So. We won't be diving into any details that are confidential. It's mainly public information, like what you have up right now.
Perfect. So. Then why don't we go ahead and get into 6D and give us an overview of what you got going on?
Okay. So as most of you are probably aware, we've got this very exciting bond going on for 2022 that will impact several of our super nodes. The first one being Travis Early College High School. So it's going to be a full modernization. So the district hasn't decided if it's going to be build an entirely new school separate from the new one. So that hasn't been decided. So regardless, we've come up with three options we wanted to let everybody know about. One would be we could continue doing what we've traditionally done of having all of the Gatton terminated within the school and sharing that typically with the MDF. We can also have a drop-in separate or build a separate facility or building just outside of the main Travis High School to have all of the Gatton terminations in there. That should make it easier access. You don't have to check in and out of the school. It'll be probably a safer option in that it won't be as involved in the actual construction going on in the school, whether it's just an actual renovation. They'll build a whole new school, but they'll have we'll have to work around the school being newly renovated and then the potential hazards that come with that. I mean, I hope we decide to actually build a whole new Travis High School rather than trying to renovate certain pieces of the school. So, but there's not much to update beyond that because they haven't decided which way we're going as a district. But we'd like the Gatton board to look at the possibility of partnering to build. I think the most attractive one would be, if we can do it, is build that separate facility. And also, Paul, if you'd like to, Paul's been working on this and spearheading it and has been looking into it in more detail. So, Paul, would you like to share any more detail on that?
Yeah, we're actually looking at, alternative to Cyrus One for us. So, if we could get construction to, agree to do this separate facility, it would be kind of sized appropriately for us to be a Cyrus One replacement. We have five racks there, but we'd also like to size it appropriately to potentially be a Gatton supernode site as well for other entities to be able to bring in. That's pretty much it. We're still, in discussions with construction management. They still need to do, site evaluations and all that to see if that's if they're going to be able to support that kind of facility and what the cost would look like.
Okay. Thank you for that, Paul. This is good information. At what point do you think the network would be impacted?
It'll depend on which way, again, what method they use for building the new school. It could be, depending on which wing they decide to start working on, immediately impacted. So we'd have to be in there and come up with an alternative pretty quickly. So it really depends on which way they decide in the design phase, which way they decide to build the school, right?
And we've brought that up to construction management, you know, to weigh that option, you know, when they're deciding, do we want to do a full brand new school behind the existing Travis High School, or if they want to do a phased approach. We did tell them, you know, if y'all decide, if y'all did cut that one wing, that one leg of GATS coming in, it's going to be a pretty costly repair, and that's just going to be temporary. So, you know, by the time that racks up all the way through this whole construction process, it could potentially, you know, pay for a portion of this separate facility that we're proposing to them.
I just would say, too, this is Frank, I'll just say, too, you know, not only from a monetary standpoint, but also from a timeline standpoint, because if there is a new facility, a new Travis, not on the same property, it's located somewhere else, then, you know, you got to deal with all the permitting, all the full applications, and as I previously stated, any project that starts today, if it started today, you're looking at 2 years for it to be completed due to the new processes that have been implemented with AE and with the city of Austin right away. So just keep that in mind, AISD, as you're discussing this. And if it, you know, if it comes out on the table that Travis could be relocated to a new site, and therefore, you know, we have to look at building a new supernode within it and rerouting fiber, you're looking at 2 years minimum. Possibly, potentially.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Yeah, we of course pull Gatton into our new facilities frequently, and but of course this is a super node, so that adds a whole nother element, as everybody knows. So,
John, this is Dane. You mentioned you were looking at Gatton to partner. Does that mean you're hoping AIC is hoping that Gatton will help fund this initiative?
If that's a possibility, if it's mutually beneficial to Gatton and the district to have a, it could, you know, to support a facility that's there on site that I would hope would be more stable and more accessible, and may even have other opportunities for Gatton partners to participate in that data center. So,
okay,
if that's something that would benefit
it's
others.
It's probably a little early for that, but as you'll see probably in the next agenda item, that's going to be tough.
All right. Well, thank you for the timely information, and please continue to engage network management as you progress through your designs. And network management, if you feel like you want to stand a subcommittee together to look at the AISD project separately so that we can respond more quickly to AISD as they are focused on designs and implementation. We've probably talked about that at the board. All right, any more discussion or questions regarding the AISD bond projects? All right, hearing none, I'd like to move to executive session to discuss agenda items. First, I'd like to discuss agenda item 6E, regarding the Austin Convention Center, and then we'll talk 6C regarding Gatton Strand allocations. So the time now is 1:54 p.m., and I'd like to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 551.071, 551.089, and 418.181. See you on the other call. It's 2:58 p.m., and we're back in open session of the technical subcommittee meeting.
And just for a point of order, Dane Herbat left the meeting at 2:50 p.m. in executive session, and Sid Falk left the meeting at 2:47 p.m. in executive session. Everybody else is returned.
Sounds good. Okay, that does it for our agenda today. So I'm going to confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as May 16, 2023, 1:30 p.m. here at the City of Austin Permitting and Development Center, or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time now is 2:58 p.m. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time and participation. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.